Jester Minute and the Vanishing Castle. Poor Jester shut his eyes and hung on for dear life in the little plane. He'd never been in the outside world before.
I only hope Commander Windbag knows where he's going,
he thought. Commander Windbag didn't have a clue where he was going. He was desperately trying to avoid the huge branches that seemed to rush out of the sky straight at him.
Sorry about the bumpy ride, old chap,
he yelled.
We'd better fly a bit lower down.
The next few minutes were a nightmare for Jester. Suddenly, they were crashing through a forest of snapping twigs and crackling leaves. Buzzing noises filled the air as insects scattered in every direction. Then, they were swooping across a fish pond, the wings of their plane almost touching the water.
Mind those rocks,
shouted Jester. Up they went again, soaring, looping, and flying sideways through every nook and cranny in the garden. But there was still no sign of Jester's missing castle. At long last came the words that Jester was longing to hear.
Hold on to your hat,
yelled the commander.
We're coming in to land.
Seconds later, they were bumping to a stop on the roof of the garden shed.
This is hopeless,
mumbled Jester, clambering out of the plane.
We've looked everywhere.
But Commander Windbag did not give up so easily.
I know one place we haven't looked,
he said, pointing downwards.
Of course,
cried Jester.
In the shed. Come on, let's go.
By climbing down an old drainpipe, they were able to peer in through the window.
By Jove, Jester, there's your castle.
And there was indeed a castle inside the shed. But it was a bright, red, shiny one with glittering turrets and pure white flags. Poor Jester was so disappointed.
No, I'm afraid that's not my castle.
They climbed wearily back onto the shed roof.
I am sorry, old boy,
said the commander, quietly for once.
I think we better get back. It's starting to get dark.
Worse still, it was beginning to rain. The plane took off from the roof, but even with his goggles on, the commander could hardly see where he was going. Suddenly, there was a deafening thump and a great screech. Dark feathers whirled through the air. They had collided with a huge blackbird.
The starboard wing is broken,
shouted the pilot.
But I think we can still fly.
I hope so,
muttered Jester. Up and up they climbed. They were both soaking wet when at last they flew in through the window and down onto the safety of the attic floor. In the distance was a crowd of cheering, clapping people. Commander Windbag jumped down from the plane and strode off to investigate.
Hello, Cuthbert,
he shouted.
What's all the cheering about?
It's for Jester,
chuckled the clown.
He's won the competition for the smartest home, but nobody can find him anywhere.
Commander Windbag hurried off to help the bedraggled Jester out of the plane.
Come on, old chap,
called the excited pilot.
I've got a surprise for you.
Jester could not believe his eyes. There, right in front of him, was the bright, red, shiny castle with glittering turrets and pure white flags. Jester was speechless. Before he could understand what was happening, the prize giving was all over, and the merry crowd had gone off to award the second prize. Jester waved goodbye to the commander and went to inspect his brand new home. But inside, everything was just like his old castle.
How very strange,
he thought.
This is my old castle. I don't think I need any adventure books for a while after all this.
Just a nice, long sleep.
But there was one thing he had to do before he got into bed. Jester sat down and wrote a very important letter.
Dear Commander Windbag, thank you for all your help. Please accept the enclosed £5 for repairs to your aeroplane. Drop in any time for a cup of tea and a chat. Your grateful friend, Jester Minute.